It is just weeks since Pluto was redefined as a dwarf planet. Now, on a gray, rainy day at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., astronomers announced the discovery of a new planet. HAT-P1 orbits one of a pair of distant stars hundreds of light years beyond ours. The Smithsonian's Robert Noyes.
The planet is the largest planet that has ever been seen inside our solar system or out, and it's the least dense planet.
It is almost 1.5 times bigger than Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system, and it's less dense than water.
If you could imagine putting Jupiter in a cosmic water glass, it would sink. But this new planet, if you could imagine putting it in a cosmic water glass, it would float. It would float very high up because the density of the planet is only about 1/4 that of water.
The discovery is the result of data from 4 small telescopes combined with that from 2 of the world's largest. Scanning the sky nightly, astronomers zoomed in on this pair of stars. They discovered and measured the new planet's shadow on one of them. Again, Robert Noyes.
I personally think we're seeing the tip of the iceberg. There are going to be found many, many more giant planets in the next few years because our technology of detecting them is improving. But furthermore, we may discover that Earth-like planets, solar system like our own, are extremely common. There's no reason to doubt that now.
That led to a second announcement.
We do believe that within 10 to 15 years, we will find the first planet that's small and Earth-like.
Scientists Lisa Kaltenegger and Wes Traub have analyzed atmospheric gases key to life over Earth's history, creating something of a fingerprint for life.
We will be able to isolate the light of these planets and tell whether or not the planets we're looking at are giant planets, which I didn't show you, or Earth-like planets. And when we find Earth-like planets, we have a really good shot at looking at this fingerprint of life on that planet.
Finding similar compositions around distant planets, in theory, will indicate conditions for life as we know it. Paul Sisko, VOA News.